This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. Today I am unbelievably excited. I've got an excitable bundle of joy in the studio with me today. It's the incredible Sophie Anderson.
Oh my goodness. Hey, babes. Hi, guys and girlies.
How are you doing, Sophie?
Oh my goodness. I'm feeling so great today, babes. I've got to tell you, right, I'm so impressed. And for people who actually know me out there, I was on time. Babe, I was on time
You were early.
I was early.
I got here before me.
Oh my God. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, Sophie was early. What's going on?
So, Sophie, you have a legacy of being a bit of a cock destroyer.
Oh, babe, I love that cock. I love that dick, babe.
I do as well. for any of our listeners who don't understand, like, why you're a cock destroyer and where that came from, I mean, for a start, they've been living under a rock. But do you want to tell us how you became a cock destroyer and how you earned that title?
So should we go back a bit?
Let's go back a bit. Let's rewind.
Let's go right back. So I think I've always been a bit of a cock destroyer, babe. You know, even from being like back at school, I was like, oh, I need that dick.
Yeah.
You know, watching porn at like 10. I was there, babe, you know. And so from there, I, you know, quite sex quite early in my life as well. And then I came into kind of the escorting world. So I started working in like parlours and that when I was like 16.
Yeah.
And then started escorting. But all my life, even out of it, I've been like swinging, like I go dogging, you know, babes.
I am there.
I am living the cock destroying life, even from when I was like young, you know. And, you know, I've always been really, really sexual, you know.
Yeah.
I had that like fire in me that's like burning and burning. And but being honest with you, it's only been like a couple of years ago when I first came out then doing porn, I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
I love, I'm on film and I love being with like people who love it.
Yeah.
Well, so it's first of all, it's like the porn community. And now it's like the whole gay community. And it's like, it's behind me and I love them all. It's just like amazing.
It really is amazing. And I think you and Rebecca Moore, who is your fellow cock
destroyer. My baby. Yeah, that's it.
I think it's amazing how the two of you, and I mean, I think this is something that's quite difficult to do, is to get gay men interested in female porn stars.
Definitely.
But you have, you know, you've created this kind of, people are obsessed with you. The two of you have become gay icons. All of my gay friends love you. They adore you. They worship the ground you walk upon.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. Yeah. Do you know what though? I think it's because that, you know, it's cock destroying for me is living for cock. You know, so every time, like, I did something last week, dick mode, and I was like,
the robot,
right,
I saw it.
Babe, I am robot. I am getting, I'm even doing robotic moves now. Like, I am in dick mode, babe. Don't worry, babe, so I won't jump on you just yet. No, literally. And it was, you know, it isn't just for performance. It's like, I love dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And, yeah, my family make me laugh because my dad's like, yeah, all right, Soph. Yeah, just calm down a bit. I'm like, Dad, I'm going to do this today. You know? Don't get me wrong. I don't tell my dad everything. All right, Dad, don't worry. You're safe. You know.
And how do family find it? Because I've had a couple of gay porn star friends in the past,
I've
met their families and they've been so supportive.
Oh,
and like, we love
God.
What you do. So how are your family with that?
Oh my God. So what happened was, so I was at escort for quite a long time until I was 28. And I was always like, oh, I don't really want to come out. I have a 12-year-old boy, you see.
Oh,
he's the light
lovely.
Of my life, my love, and everything is for him, you know, in that way.
Yeah.
And I have this other side of me. So I'm very, very loving and caring. And I have this other side of me that is like, oh, stick, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
My family, and I was really bored from doing porn, actually. Mm. I was like, I need to go on this like different journey. So that's when it first started. So a couple of years on the porn. But I sat down with my family, so my dad, my sister and my son, and I was like, this is what I want to do. And I think it's important with children as well that you're honest.
Yeah.
Especially being like an only mum as well, a single mother. I think I had to do that. You know, be on a level. I mean, I'm so lucky. Like, my boy is absolutely amazing. He you know, accepts me for who I am and I accept him, and we can talk, we can communicate in such a amazing way, and I think that's just really important.
That's
as well.
So lovely.
Yeah, and my dad's the same. He's like, yeah, you gotta go, girl.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's really good. I have such a supportive family. I'm so lucky.
I think it's important as well, because I think that we have all these kind of like negative ideas and things around porn, which we absolutely need to get rid of, you know, because people who work in the adult entertainment industry work with people like the rest of the world, and it's a valid career. And like you say, you know, you joke about it, but you're saying, you know, growing up or whatever, you were, you know, extremely hypersexual, and that's what you loved and that's what you wanted to do, and you wanted to be surrounded by other people who are very, you know, like pro sex, and they want to do it and
this
they want to have a good time.
Yes.
And you've turned that into a career, and that is something that should be celebrated and applauded.
Oh, thank you so much. No, it's really, really great. I was only speaking yesterday about kind of like struggles of when you're young.
Yeah.
And especially if you are a bit different. I always knew through school, you know, I was really, really different sexually, and kind of, and I was saying to yesterday about how alone you felt. And I think this is a big thing about the cop destroyers. It isn't just a performance for me. It's something that's kind of changed me with basically being part of the gay community, and I suddenly feel accepted. And aww, this is, I never felt like that before. Yeah. It was always like, oh, I had to hide away a bit, always had to like restrain myself a bit. But now it's like, like people love me, gay, lesbians, transgender, you know, and straight guys and girls.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's absolutely amazing that energy that people give me, and to suddenly feel like totally accepted,
yeah,
is something that, you know, it's very few people ever get.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I could just perform to people, but I think people know now that I'm like a dick loving slut.
Yeah,
and I'm not afraid to say I am a fucking slut.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. And I think that's something I can relate to, you know.
I
can get on board with it.
Yes.
Let's talk about what you, I feel like you've been giving a lot back to the LGBT plus community as well.
Yeah,
you know, recently,
yeah,
I saw you, I don't know what it was fundraising for, but I saw you fundraising at GAY Bar.
Oh my God.
And
yeah,
just seeing you there and, you know, putting yourself out there and the gays like cheering you on as
oh
you were running
God
on that treadmill.
Oh my God. And I, do you know what? I just thought, do you know what? Totally strip off naked. So I was at GAY and Rebecca, she's getting all those angles, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, they're running on the treadmill like totally naked. And I thought, yes, this is the support I need, you know?
Yes.
Just to be, well, for me, obviously, to be totally naked running on the treadmill.
For all to see. Because
yeah,
it was right there by the door where everyone walking
yeah,
by.
I'm like, hi, babes, you know? I just got my tits out here and my cunt out, you know? No,
I love
but
it.
It's so great. And I just feel it's so good to give back,
yeah,
you know? Because you don't even realise, like, this whole community have done so much for me, like, mentally. And because I do get for these very highs and lows, I
yeah
think being a creative person as well is, like, you get that real high when you're being creative. And then it's like, right, I'm having a bit of a low day at home. And it's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Apart from sucking dick, babes, and watching porn, you know? Get that porn in double anal. Right, here we go. This is turning me on now. The one comes out.
Yeah. I do think the creativity is very valid, though, you know, because
yeah
whether you're doing the robot mode, the dick mode, or
into
whether,
dick,
you know, you're singing your drive. Let's talk about the driving for dick song. Where did that come from, Sophie?
Oh my God, don't even go there. Right, so I will be honest with you. I was on my way to a dogging site and and I was like, right, I'm going to get loads of cum right now. And I was like, right, so I'm driving, right, yeah, I'm driving. And I was like, I'm driving for dick. Right,
yes.
Okay, what's the next thing? I'm gonna be that cum dump. I'm driving for dick. And where do I want that cum? I want that cum all over my face. I'm driving for dick. I wanna be that spunky spunk. I'm driving for dick. I want that cum. Yeah, let's get it in my bum. Oh yeah. And I was like,
I love
oh
it. I love it. You actually have such a nice voice as well.
Oh, thanks, babe. Do you know what? I haven't sung in ages.
Really?
But I just thought, what, these songs just come to me. And it was one the other day, I literally just got some spunk,
yeah,
and then I drank it from the condo and I was like, yeah, and I'm like, I love that spunky spunk, I'm saying. And I was like, yeah. I love that spunky spunk. And it's just so funny, people love it. Like, you obviously get like negative people going, really, if you just drank that spunk out of that conduct.
Have
yeah,
fun, those people. Yeah, you
hands
did.
Up.
Good for you.
Hands up. I just drank it down, you know. Love it.
And driving for dick is now being, you've actually gone
oh,
into a studio, recorded.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I thought, right, so me and Rebecca, we are going to Milkshake Festival
okay
in the summer. And I thought, how amazing would this be
yeah
if I do kind of a dance, do you know, like a do, 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 do,
yes,
you know, because I love that, you know, and I just feel myself going, oh yeah, yeah. So then I wrote, so the guy who's producing it in Bristol, he was like, right, if I get this beat going, can you put lyrics? I was like, yeah, yeah. And it, so then I was like, you know that song Barbie Girl?
Yeah.
I'm a Barbie
Girl.
Yeah. And I was like, right, this is what I want to get into. Yeah. And it's like, I'm driving for dick. I want to get that spunky spunk. I'm driving for dick. I want that cum all over my face. So it's kind of like that.
I think this is going to go huge,
oh my
you
God,
know.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
I do think so.
I am doing the acoustic version as well. So this Friday, I'm getting back in there and doing that because I thought it's good to have like two different but the same thing, because you know you might be in the car driving for dick and you want a bit of acoustic.
You might want to chill out a bit while you're driving for that dick.
Drive for that. Or you might be going to a festival and you're like, right,
let's ramp it up. We need a little bit of
a bit of a pump up bass.
I'm so here for that.
So
when is it ready? When are we going to get to hear it?
So now, at the moment, the dance track is being mastered.
Yeah.
So that's literally going to be a couple of weeks. So what happened with that, why it's been so long, is I kind of got quite an operatic voice, and I tried to put the lyrics and that kind of operatic into the dance. I was like, this isn't really working.
Okay.
And then I thought, no, make this more sexy. Get the Barbie girl voice on. And it really worked then. And it's got a bit like, and I'm like, yeah, this is turning myself on, my own thing, you know?
Do you think they'll be playing it on BBC Radio 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come
Why not?
On, BBC. What are you doing?
we'll definitely be playing it over here,
oh,
I assure you.
God,
as
I'm
soon
so
as
happy.
It drops, we'll be blasting it through these speakers.
Oh, my God, babes. That is so good. Well, actually, I was even thinking, like, when I do, like, my escorting jobs and that, however the mood's going to take me, I can play it then.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, you loving that, babes? You loving me sucking on that dick?
And how have your, like, I guess your straight male fans, you know, who are here for the porn and they're here for all the sexual content. How have they reacted to, you know, all this creativity you've been putting in? We know the gays love it. Do they love it too?
So it's been mixed.
Yeah.
I will be honest with you. So because like doing the porn and everything, which I absolutely love. So I'm actually doing a series at the moment for Television X.
Yes, I was going to ask you about this.
The Cup Destroyer, and it is amazing. So I'm still doing that side of things. Now, I think what's happened is the straight guys, they love that. So they love me being like on fire, as I normally are, you know, babe, giving that dick energy in there. Big up the dick energy. So doing that, and it's absolutely awesome, you know, getting all those cocks in my ass and all that. Oh, my God, I'm like...
I can see you light up when you talk about it. It's so wonderful to see.
Say dick to me, like, give me that dick. So in that sort of thing, I think the guys really love it, the straight guys. I don't know if so much they kind of like, because for me, like the whole like drag gay community, that is my thing. I will be honest with you.
Yeah.
I found that, and I've really found that is my thing. And on the other side, the porn, that's still for the straight guys, and I'm still doing it for your babies. Don't you worry. So straight guys, so you're listening, I'm still doing it. But I think they have reacted like, whoa. Two really like strong women who really love dick. I think there has been that reaction of not being so sure.
Do you think they're intimidated? Because I think intimidation can be quite hot, but do you think they're maybe intimidated in a negative way?
Yeah, I do think so.
Yeah.
I do think so. And I get quite a lot of negative comments in that sort of way, like, when is this going to end? And all that. Yeah.
That's a shame.
But, babes, do you know what we do with negativity?
End.
No. And we just change that around. And whenever I get a negative comment, I'm like, oh, okay, love you, babes, love you. You know, because
I love that.
I love changing it and being positive and everything, and that's the main thing for me. And I think like sexual positivity is just amazing, and giving those young men and those young girls who are struggling that boost, you know, and that's what I feel I'm really here for as well. Is also for people who feel, God, I don't know if I could come out. Don't know if I can come out, because if there's still that thing, it's man, woman, marriage, kids.
Yeah.
I still, honestly, in this modern day, I still think there is that.
But because you identify as bisexual yourself, so you
definitely.
Know you are. You talk about the LGBT plus community, but you are part of it. You know, you're there with us.
Oh my God, I so am. And then this is what I mean, where I found something that is my baby. Like, you're all my babies, you know? Aww. And I absolutely love it. I finally found myself. And that's what it lights, like, it makes you smile because it's, I've been accepted.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And I just, all I want to do now is kind of give back.
Yeah.
That's what I really do. And I have young guys and girls who do message me and DM me on Twitter and they're like, I'm really struggling. You know, I can't come out to my parents. And I mean, I was very lucky. My dad was like, you do whatever you want to do, you know? And he's like, you be who you want to be, whether you're with a man, a woman, or, you know, a transsexual. He's great. Yeah. But not everyone has that support.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we just need a like, someone to come in and grab you and go, it's going to be all right. Yeah. It really is. And there are lots and lots of support out there. Like, I know there's all different support groups and everything. I really want to be a part of that. Yeah. I really do. In another way, I don't know how these big companies would feel about kind of a porn star escort, like, coming in. So that's the only thing, like, charities. Because I know...
But I think it depends on the charity and the organisation. I think there are so many organisations and things that would welcome you.
Yeah,
because, you know, you are doing a positive thing. There's nothing negative to what you're doing.
No, of course not. And I do think, like, helping people, that is just like, oh my God, so amazing.
Yeah. It's really, really important.
Yeah, I think so too. Yes, it's just such an amazing... And this whole Cock Destroyers has done this, you know? And even young guys and girls are like, wow... Wow. And young girls are going, I had a picture today, brilliant. She had like a key ring and she had, it was like a little sperm in her mouth.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh my God, that is like so, so super cool. But how wicked that young girls can even feel they can put pictures on Twitter like that. I mean,
about their sexuality. Oh my, and
and young women even feeling like that. Yeah. Because I know that I couldn't, and I would never have done that. But for me, and I retweet the picture, I'm like, yes babes, I'm with you, you know, all the way. And I do, that's such an important thing.
I do think it's really important, and I think it's something that perhaps people don't quite give you credit for, is the fact that you are putting yourself out there so openly and so honestly.
Yeah.
You are telling other people that, you know what, it's fine to seize hold of your sexuality, whether that's, you know, just coming out as gay or bisexual, or whether that's saying, you know what, I feel hypersexuality, I want to explore that, I want to go to a sex party, I want to do this,
it's,
I want to do this. You're normalising that. And it's so needed in this kind of like very stuffy, uptight society that we have.
I agree. And like, sometimes I read things on like Twitter and that about, you know, like the porn. I will just quickly talk about this, about the kind of the porn block.
Yes, let's talk about the porn block. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because I actually did a YouTube video on this, which I'm going to put out this week. And, you know, the thing is even when I was younger and they didn't really... didn't really have the internet then. What?
You're only 18, Sophie. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, but even then, it's like, you still get hold of it. So it would be like magazines or, you know, nicking videos from the parents. Anything like that. You still got hold of it and I was still watching it. Now, the thing is, I think it's really important is to have parents to take control, have that communication with their children. And, you know, if my son, if he watched something online, I'd want him to come to me and go, Mum, right, I saw this. I don't know what it is. Even the extreme stuff, you know, I know he would come to me.
That's amazing.
Because we have that relationship. And I think... you know, people just need to be more open about it, and parents, and being able to talk about it, and in schools and everything. Do you know, I heard yesterday as well that they didn't start until 2003 to start talking about kind of homosexual relationships.
Yes, there was forbidden in school. In fact, you weren't allowed. There was Section 28 legally prevented you from talking about it with students.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Exactly. And I do think this whole porn block, I don't agree. I think it's also going to really spike up depression and kind of like mental state of women and men, because I know I use porn.
I
you know, as a release and everything, and it makes you feel really good and I'm ready for the day, you know. And I know a lot of adults use it. But in a good way, in a healthy way. I just think putting blocks on this, Boo, I think it's going the wrong way. I think all we need to do is to be, you know, in with our kids and for them to be able to talk to us. And no kind of blocks or anything. I really don't understand why, you know?
Yeah, I do think it's an issue, you know, because when I was growing up and I was kind of, you know, I would sneak off onto a family computer. Or I even tried it on the school computer once, and they didn't have the blocks in place, so I managed it. But I remember, like, and I was literally not even like looking for anything like super hardcore or anything. I was like looking for like pictures of naked men and things, because I knew that I was gay, but I didn't understand it, and I felt like I kind of needed to have that freedom to explore.
Of course,
and the shame I felt, because the idea that I would watch porn was so negative, and everybody treated it so negative, and like the idea of my parents finding out. And I just think, if you know, porn isn't necessarily a bad thing for kids, you know.
If
it's like you say, if it's in the right context and you are guiding the child and explaining it and having conversations around it, I think it can be very beneficial. And I wish I didn't have that shame, because I felt so embarrassed and ashamed of just trying to figure out who I was, you know.
That is it. And I do think, like, growing up as a teenager as well, it's really difficult time anyway. It really is, you know. You're gonna be bullied for anything. You know, if you're not in the right groups and everything, it's one of those things. And then to have this, like, sexual kind of, like, it's kind of depression, isn't it?
On top
of that, the school life, all the exams and everything like that, it's like, wow. And I do, and as a teenager, how you can, you know, deal with that as well. And then if you haven't got anyone to talk to, it's like, wow, what can I do? I'm watching this porn. Like you said, the shame. And it shouldn't feel like that at all, should it?
It shouldn't.
I think there should also be a lot more in schools where, you know, we do talk about porn. You know, we do talk about this. Yeah. We do talk about that. We talk about gay relationships. We talk about transgender. You know, there's got to be that support there. And there is out there. Definitely, there is that support. But there's still that kind of block on it.
And we need to fight against that.
That is it, Boo. That is it. And that's even doing it for the straight guys. Because the last thing that we want to do is kind of, and guys who in, let's say, marriages where they don't want to let their wives know, you know, the porn they're looking at or anything like that, but they still need that release and still, you know, what would be good for the wife and everything. I think then to put a block on porn, where are they going to go?
It's a really good point.
You know, and also I think to then it'll go like black market and it will go.
People are still going to access it no matter what.
But to then have to, you know, put a credit card in or any kind of like personal details, where is it going? You know, why I don't feel that the government should have a hold on it. And I don't quite understand why.
I completely agree.
Is it because they want to control things, maybe? Yeah, I think that could be it. But I still think, in my book, I think it's wrong. And I think all we need to do, like I said, is get that communication with our kids and make sex a real positive thing.
Absolutely. And that is why you're here today, Sophie.
Yeah,
we're thrilled to have you here today. We're going to be playing a game that you are going to love very shortly.
Oh my God.
But before we do that, we're going to have a little bit of music. So this is number one fan, Muna.
Yeah.
So I heard the bad news. Nobody likes me and I'm gonna die alone in my bedroom. Looking at strangers on my telephone. Well, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like if I believed those words? I'm born to lose. I never try and I will never learn. But I've been looking at myself in the mirror saying, don't leave me now, don't leave me now. I've been looking at myself in the mirror saying, don't leave me now. And I turn around like, oh my God, like, I'm your number one thing, so iconic, big, big, standard. I would give my life just to hold your hand. I'm your number one fan. I'm your number one, number one fan. So here's the bad news. I'm coming for everyone and I'm coming on strong.
looking at myself in the mirror saying, don't leave me now, don't leave me now. I've been looking at myself in the mirror saying, I won't leave you now. And I turn around like, oh my God, like, I'm your number one thing. So iconic, break, big, break, stand, break. I would give my life just to hold your hand.
Sophie, I know that you're going to love this next game. Like, I've no doubt in my mind that you're going to absolutely love it. This game is called Porn or Not Porn.
Oh my God, I am on this. I am on this dick, babe.
So we are going to have to, we're a team on this. I do not know the answers either.
Yeah.
We are going to have to figure out whether the 5 sound bites I have are from porn or not from porn.
This is so exciting.
Now, as it is Wimbledon in London right now, the tennis is on.
Right.
So some of these are taken from tennis. And some are taken from porn.
At least they got some balls, haven't they?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly
get
that.
Those balls.
Should we just jump right in and play?
Let's go.
All right,
let's
okay.
Go.
Our first porn or not porn
right.
Is. See, I can hear balls being smacked about, but I still don't know. What are you thinking?
I can hear the balls being smacked. Yeah. But that could be they're kicking them in the ball.
That's what I was thinking as well.
My knee didn't scream. I'm going to say not porn.
So you do think it's tennis?
I think it's tennis.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll agree with you. Yeah, okay, we're saying...
No, okay, go on, what do
no,
you
no,
think?
No, no, no,
no.
I just,
go with you.
I just kind of... Look, because we can hear the balls, I think it's too obvious.
Too obvious.
And I think it might be, like you say, like somebody like being hit in the balls or like
babe,
something...
Could
Should we listen again?
Yeah, let's
have it again.
Right, okay.
Oh, I don't know. You're the
God.
Expert, Sophie. This
oh,
is your
no,
world.
Babe.
You wanted to say not porn, so let's say not
okay,
porn.
Okay, let's say not porn. Oh, my God, right, okay. I'll let you have this.
We are saying not porn.
Gosh.
I'm afraid it is porn.
Oh, my God.
A young star is fucked on a tennis court whilst her friend plays a game and watches.
Oh my God, how horny is that? Where is this? You better tell me where this site is from.
We'll show you all the videos after.
Yes.
Right, let's do the next one.
Oh.
Oh.
That was a male voice.
That
as
was
well.
It. That was. Let's do it again.
Oh.
Oh, are we I'm thinking a little bit of pain there.
I am.
Like a little bit of a...
Oh my God, that actually turns me on a bit. I'm sat here throbbing a bit. We better get this sorted out after, right?
Let's do it one more time.
Right, okay.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a bit much for you, Sophie. Yeah, I can
God,
see you
right.
Getting carried away. You need
oh
to get a, need
right.
a bathroom
Is
break.
Is there a dildo here anywhere? Is there a big fat dildo? Oh,
what are we thinking?
Babe, so I'll go with you on this.
Oh no, don't do that to me.
Oh, babe, right.
I think it could be tennis.
I think it could be tennis.
Yeah, I do.
Because I think what they've done is put a male voice in and then put a female voice in as well.
But they don't usually play mixed genders in tennis, do they?
No, they don't.
It's male versus male, female versus female.
Yeah.
Or do they do mixed?
Was that a bit of a grunt? No, I don't think they do, do they?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not really a tennis player. I'm a ball player, babe.
You're a ball player.
Not a tennis. I don't like green balls.
Oh, so what should we say? Should we say not porn?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
We are saying not porn.
Yeah.
It is not porn.
Right.
Genuine excitement. This is an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where they play tennis together. The grunt you can hear is Kris Kardashian.
Is it?
Let's hear her again.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's do the next one. Okay. Here we go, Sophie. Feel you're bopping up and down to the rhythm. I'm familiar with this.
My boobs are staying where they are. Are they just stuck on those? Right. They're back in the room.
What are we saying? What do we think?
I
feel it's too obvious to be porn. It sounds like porn, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Let's be very serious, Sophie. Right, let's put our tennis heads on.
Let's
pretend we're at home, sat with grandma. We're watching
grandma.
The tennis.
All right,
we're watching the tennis, right?
Yeah.
Visualise.
Don't put your hands between your legs, babe. So we don't want to do that.
We're not doing that now.
Grandma! Grandma, calm down! Calm down! You're being naughty!
How did you make grandma sexual? It's inclusive of everyone, is this?
Yes.
All right. Tennis heads on, Sophie.
Right, yeah,
it's hard for you. Let's go. It just has to be. It has to be porn. How can it be tennis?
Because that looks like she went, "Are you getting it?"
Oh, did she say that?
Yeah, I think it was like, "Are you getting it?"
Okay, let's listen. I need to hear that. Oh, yes.
Something like that, wouldn't it?
What if it's like... No, it has to be porn. It has to be. It can't not be.
Oh, God.
Should we say... Are we saying porn?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, porn.
Do it, babe.
Porn. It is porn. This is taken from a video titled MILF Fucks Son's Tennis Coach on the Futon. And they use rackets and balls as props.
I love that. I hope she popped one in her pussy.
I bet she did.
Like, she had loads of... Right, babe. Right, son. Right, here we go.
Have you done any tennis-themed porn,
babe? Don't
Sophie?
Even go there. Right, I got to tell you about this.
Oh my
God. I know.
Of course you have.
He's waiting. Yeah. So I was shooting with Evil Angel video with Angel Long. She's amazing, by the way. I love her to bits. And basically, she brought these ping pong balls along, and it was the anal
Fantastic.
Scene and everything.
Yeah.
So she took me out. We were in Western. I got this like see-through Mac on. She was like, "Babe, you don't give a fuck, do you?" I said, "No, I've see-through Mac." Fucking ping pong balls, dog walkers everywhere. Hi! I've just, got ping pong balls and, naked. So
wow.
She said, right, bend over, pop one in my ass. Because what she wanted to do with the first introduction is put some ping pong balls in my ass so I could pop them out.
Yeah. Naturally,
brilliant.
As you
naturally,
do.
Naturally, babes. So I popped one in, popped out. Brilliant. Do it again.
Yeah.
Put two in. Don't
no.
go wrong. One popped out, fired down.
Didn't.
The other one stayed lodged in. I was there trying to get out. Do you know what? I said, fuck it. So then did a DP scene after.
Yeah.
So that must have gone further out because they were like big cocks. And I was like, right, okay. So driving home, I was thinking, right, am I going to get this ping pong ball? I thought it could be a hospital trip.
I think so.
I've done that before. Do you know what? When I first ever did anal, I actually went to hospital and I was like, it was a really big cock, right? And this was in my private life when I was like 14, right? I had a really big cock in there. Anyway, I had to go to hospital because I had trauma.
No, you didn't.
I had fucking trauma. I'm bent over for this nurse, right? I was like, I can't even sit down. I had to go with one of my friends from school. She went with me. I was like, I've got trauma. And the doctor said, you've got trauma. Don't do anything anally for the next couple of weeks. So I was like,
what am I going to do?
I've got totally from the thing. So anyway, a ping pong ball up my ass, driving home. I was like, right, I do enemas anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For porn and that. And I was like, right. Get a shot of water up there.
That'll
taking
get
off
it
the
out,
shower
yeah.
head. Get that up there. oh yeah, this ping pong ball is swirling in my asshole. I managed to get my finger around it. But actually, two. I'll say one finger. Actually, it was two. Come on.
Of course it was.
You know.
We don't do things by half, see ya.
It's a bit more looser now with all those cocks. Up and around, pulling this, and I managed to get it out. Although I will say, it wasn't the best experience. I wasn't feeling very sexual that time.
Yeah.
Maybe if a cock had come in and
I
would have been better. I'd be like,
suddenly it's a fun time.
Right. So it was a blue ping pong ball.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then I filmed it for my OnlyFans getting the ping pong
ball. Of course
you
did.
I bet they love that.
Oh, I bet they fucking loved
it.
Yeah,
and then putting it in my mouth. Go on, have a bit of anal juice off the ping pong ball.
That is incredible.
We've gone off topic.
It doesn't matter, Sophie. It's incredible. I think we've got a takeaway here, you know, like you got to be careful with what you put in your ass because it can get lodged in there.
Have string on them.
String on them.
I think because then you... Yeah, anal beads, yes.
Yeah.
Ping pong balls,
no.
Might not be able to get
might
them out.
Not be
maybe
more.
A hospital trip.
You're a professional and they shouldn't be copying the professionals, is no, what we'll say. Don't try this at home, kids.
I think it's
Sophie
like,
knows what she's doing.
Kind of. Do not try this at home. Yeah, that will scare you off, that voice.
That is amazing. Sophie, I want you to do some tennis-themed porn in future, though.
And this is actually really turning on.
To celebrate Wimbledon, you know?
Oh, my God, this is brilliant.
You've got to do it.
Think of
me when you do.
Oh, I will be. I mean, think of your face. That would turn me on even more. Babes, I know. But, yes. I tell you what, if you wanted to give me your cot right now, I'd be on it. Don't worry.
I don't know how our producers would feel if we started having sex in the studio with them watching.
Oh, my God. They love it. Hi, Abs. She's peering through the window. Do you like this?
Amazing. Right. Shall we get back to the game? Shall we?
We have another back in the room.
All right. Our next porn or not porn is
number four.
She's decent.
Oh, that was quick. That was all quick and snappy. Right. Listen again.
She's decent.
Oh, that's not porn. That's too boring.
Yeah, that's too boring. Not porn.
Absolutely. 100%. Not porn. This is taken from an interview with tennis star John McEnroe on The Late Show in 2000. Yeah, boring. Boring. We're moving on. All right. Our last one, number five, is...
Some dedication, though, practicing in the rain.
Happens. I like being wet sometimes.
Oh, what did they say? I liked his voice. His voice was sexy.
Let's listen
again. Have you done any like ASMR porn where you do like the whispering into the microphone?
Oh, no, I haven't. But you know what? I've done it for Driving for Dick.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
They would love that. You need to get on that. Like that. People would love that.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be coming away with tips. Callum says tennis porn, ASMR porn.
Yeah, oh my God, that's so hot, isn't it? Yes.
All right, let's go again.
Some dedication, though, practicing in the rain.
Happens. I like being wet sometimes.
I feel like there's a lot of sex in their voice, isn't it?
I like being wet sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love being wet.
Yeah, it has to be. I fucking love being wet.
Oh my God, you love being wet. I've got him going today.
She's riding me up.
Yeah, that's
it. I have to remind myself I'm on live radio. Jesus, Sophie. Yes. Get me carried away.
I love it.
So we think porn, yeah?
I think in porn, babe.
Yeah, nobody talks about being wet that much if it's not porn. It is porn! The video is titled Young Boy Seduces Tennis Star, and in the clip he's admiring her dedication to practicing the sport.
And
Sophie, we got 4 out of 5, which is one of the best scores we've had in a while.
Oh my God, so good. Yeah, we love our porn, baby.
We've got an expert in the house. All right, should we have a bit more music, Sophie?
Let's go.
Let's do a little bit of Headcase.
So tired of breaking shit, ignoring calls, and starting fires. You said, where the hell you been? I've been around, I'm not gonna let you in. Might take you down. Hold my hand, don't touch. Hold me by
you love me. I'm a mistake, I warned you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a head case. Fucking crazy. I'm a heartbreak, I warned you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
FUBAR Radio presents Harriet Rose. St. John's in the building!
Woo! Fresh off a plane, too.
Are you feeling saintly today?
I feel the same every day. Sexy.
Are you on a radio station where you can swear, so
I like
it's a
that.
Little
let's
bit less?
Let's just test it.
Go for it.
Let's go. You know what? Let's do a back and forth real quick. Me
okay.
And you, right?
Yeah, go.
I'm going to say the first curse word I think of. You say the second. We're just going to keep going until somebody drops the ball. You ready?
This couldn't be
this
more
This is like
me.
Ratchet Olympics. Are you ready for this?
I'm fucking ready.
All right, cool. All right, hold on. I got to start.
Okay, you go.
Right, fuck.
Shit.
Hole.
Bugger.
Slut.
Cock.
Cunt.
Dick.
Dick.
Fanny.
Oh, shit! Did I lose the Ratchet Olympics?
Every Thursday from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So, Sophie, as a British person,
yeah,
have you found like you're kind of making it across the pond to America? Because I've got a few American gay boys. I say like they're my property, but American gay friends. who adore you. You know, have you found that you're getting a bit more international fame now?
Oh my God, so true. Do you know, it was only yesterday, and one of the fab. Oh my God, this drag queen yesterday, Jo, she is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
She was styling me yesterday from All Right Darling, it's like a podcast, and she was saying she was over there doing drag in America, and suddenly mine and Rebecca's Cock Destroying video came on, and this was back like last year in like Christmas time, and I was like, wow, it's gone over there, and that's amazing.
That's so cool.
We get so much support from like everybody all over the world, and how cool is that?
That's so
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, and there's also like porn stars like. Gay porn stars, and they want to come over and work with me and everything. Like there's a porn star guy coming over called Wolfman, and he's quite well known, and he wants to come over and he's shooting with me in August. I'm like, oh my God, this is
That's
amazing.
So cool.
It gets me so turned on.
I bet
though.
It does.
Oh my God. Look, actually gay porn is what I go to.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when you're flicking through and you're like, oh God.
Needs something to mix it up a bit.
And do you know what? I always skip the big. I'm sorry, guys, right? But I do, right? Guys and girlies. I skip the. So we have the bit of the kissing at the beginning, right? When are we going to get into the hardcore fucking?
skip ahead.
Oh, fuck. That hasn't done it for me. Right. Next one.
Yeah.
You know? And I end up being like an hour in. Right. I'm still with my wand here. Right. Found the one now. Fuck yeah. Get those cocks out. Stuff them in the girl's mouth. Yeah. Oh, guys. Gay porn. Like, if they're getting fucked or it's like a gamban, they're feeding the girl. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's going to happen in a minute, babe. I might just have to orgasm right here. Sorry, babe. Through the window.
Would you ever, like, get involved with that? Like, a load of guys at once?
Oh, yeah. Would love that.
But in a gay way, but
yeah.
You're also there.
Totally. Because yeah. I really love that, and like being fucked by two guys. What I really love is if it was like I've got a guy in my pussy, one in my ass, and then there's another guy like sucking the other guy who sat down.
You've
like,
really thought this
oh,
through, haven't
no,
you?
No, babe. Do you know what? My mind is like is porn all the time. Actually, it's not porn. It's just I'm so fucking sexual.
Yeah,
right? And,
I know.
And I just watch porn. And I'm like, oh my God. Even little clips on Twitter, and I'm like. Oh my God, so I have thought it through. I've been with my wand, getting myself off, and all I'm thinking is about, like, gay guys fucking and then giving the fucking anal juice to me. I'm like, yeah! And then you could piss all over me after. It's absolutely fine.
Sounds incredible. Well, Sophie, we every week we ask our lovely listeners to send in some of their sex confessions.
Yeah.
So we have had a few through. If you are listening and you'd like to send any sex confessions in future, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com. And it's completely anonymous as well.
Fantastic.
Let's read a couple of these, Sophie. I think you're going to like this first one. would you like to read it or shall I?
Oh, babe, shall I go?
I think with your voice,
my God,
I think
here
it's.
Here we go.
I think, yeah, you're
and
a professional.
Because I've actually done this, so this is absolutely fucking brilliant. Right. Hi, guys and girlies. So let's get started. I once stuck a Mars bar up my ass and got my partner to eat it out. We now stick Twix bars because they don't melt so quick.
Wow, yes.
Yes. And do you know what? That is so true. That is so... I absolutely... Whoever sent this in, I love you because it's exactly the same. And do you know what, right? So I had this Mars bar up my ass, right?
Of course
and
you
then,
did.
Yeah. And then, so he's pushed it. Look, used lots of lube. So first of all, it's fine because it was basically... He froze it, actually.
Oh, very, very smart.
Fair play, babe.
So it doesn't
fair
crumble play. When you're trying to push it in.
Yeah.
You thought it through.
Yeah, so it's first like the fruit sex. So we've had fruit first, and then we're like, right, let's move on to the chocolate. Yeah, brilliant. So got the Mars bar up there, but of course, it's you got it up with the lube, but then he's fucking my ass, and of course, it's all just coming out.
Yeah.
And for days, I was like, oh my God, I got this like creamy caramel chocolate, and I absolutely love that because basically, it's gone up the ass, and you've still got the biscuit in there.
Yes.
You have still got the biscuit. So I'll be like, babes, right, just push it out a bit. Go on, push that biscuit out for me. That's it. I won't fuck your ass just yet. Push that biscuit out. Oh, yeah. There's a bit of crunch to that.
I love
yes,
that. Yes.
That's such a turn on, isn't it?
Is there anything you haven't done, Sophie? I'm really impressed.
Oh,
I'm really impressed.
No, do you know what? There are things.
What's it like? Is there anything at the top of like your list, your to-do list that you've not done yet that you really want to?
Oh,
because I bet you've done like Mile High Club and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that. And do you know what? It's so funny. When I was flying back from Tenerife, I thought all I was just looking around for was like guys to catch their eye.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, I'm feeling... So I end up going into the actual toilet. I had a dildo, my strap-on ready, right? I already had it in my bag. If I get searched, fuck it. I need this just in case I didn't get the cock.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a cock. And oh. I was so trying back for Tenerife. I was gutted, babes.
Tenerife
yeah.
as well. You would have thought like the whole plane had been up for it.
Come on, the whole plane.
That's what Tenerife's for.
Do you know what, babes? I even... So on the way back, I was 31, 31 D. And I thought, I hope there's 31 dicks on this plane for me. There better be, but there wasn't. And don't get me wrong, I was sitting next to this lovely woman and her son, but I thought, I can't do anything here. I'm really respectful in that kind of way.
Yeah,
I'm very careful,
nice.
You know. So yeah, I was like, fuck it. And then I tried to go to the toilet and like there was a guy up there. I thought, brilliant, this might work. No, then the missus came up and she didn't seem the time God. That she would, you know, want a threesome in this little cubicle. So strap on was out, fucking myself with that. So the only fans, my fans on there, they got it all,
nice.
Babes. Yeah,
nice.
Get it on. So yeah, it's also, but I just love shoving things in my holes. I really do. I really do.
You say it like that's a revelation, yeah. Sophie. Like, I'm aware.
Yeah. I love it. But I really do. I orgasm. I don't know how you feel about like anal and stuff, but
yeah.
When things are shoved up there, you know, yeah. literally anything, I really do orgasm like really good.
Yeah.
Like even more so. Especially if I've got the one going and then I'm being fucked in the ass. I mean, yes, babe. Give me that cock in my mouth. It's like, yeah, I'm up for that shit. Yeah. No, turn around and let me lick your ass. That's better.
Beautiful. Should we do another confession?
Yes, sorry, baby.
Let's do the second one. Like this is actually not
Ooh,
it's not
this.
That sexy, but I think it's an important one for us to do.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it?
Oh no, you go. Babe.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
you
I'll do
this
it.
One.
I think I'm bisexual, but I'm in a relationship. I'm finding it hard to figure out what to do.
Oh wow!
Any thoughts on that, Sophie?
Wow.
As a bisexual woman yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? It can be very, very difficult because I also feel you go through stages in life where things are different. You
yeah.
know, you experience different things, or you'll see. You know, she's probably seen a woman. She was like, oh my God, I actually really fancy, you know, I'm starting to have feelings and all that. Because I remember back in school, like
yeah.
in the early days, that's how I felt. I'm like, I really fancy this woman and my teachers and all that. And Wow.
I think they should just talk to their partner, you know, be honest about those feelings. It may be something you can even explore together as a couple or not, you know, whatever
works.
That'd
be amazing. And amazing if it all goes to plan, because I know if I was in a relationship, I'd want that person to be totally accepting of me.
Yeah.
And do you know what, Boo? And if you're listening as well, if they don't accept you, then you've got to think, right, they're not going to accept me for who I am. I have these feelings. Do I want to be in a relationship where I can experience the things I want to experience? Or can I be in a relationship where this is going to be amazing together? Start going swinging or go on like fab swingers, you know, or even, you know, maybe even book an escort. If they didn't want to see someone who there'd be feelings there.
An escort, that's a really good idea.
Definitely. And also having... you know, someone who you know, is coming in professionally can also be easier, where it isn't like, oh, does he fancy her more than me?
Yes.
Or, you know, to do it like that, you know, experience things together. And like you said, Bo, if you can go in, just talk, you know, talk over a bit of dinner, or even talk when you're like having sex or watching
over
a bit of porn.
Talk, have a chat over a dick.
Have a chat over a dick.
Well, I think that's incredible advice, Sophie. We're coming right up to the end of the show now, but I want to talk again really quickly about your new TV show, because we touched upon it earlier, but tell us all about it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. So, so Television X is the Cuck Destroyer. So Sophie Anderson, the Cuck Destroyer, wants a bit of the Cuck Destroyer.
I love it.
But we've done it totally different. And I will give it up to Angel Long. Boop, boop, big up, Angel. she said, I want to do this totally different.
Okay.
I want to do this. And because of my energy and everything like that, so she got this guy called Master Aaron, and he is absolutely wicked. He's a bisexual guy, and I was like, this is amazing. Now, she wanted to do it like, it isn't like domination where, no, you got to watch me fuck. And there's a lot of that wicked, I mean, I wank off to that, you know. But we wanted to do a little bit different, where actually the guy is kind of egging me on. So in the first, I will just explain a little bit. So he's called my husband, and is the role. It's absolutely brilliant. And then I introduce him to the cup experience.
Nice.
And then we start off with his best friend. So we're playing cards, and then start off with his best friend. And I just test him, basically, to see how that goes. And by the end, he is up for it.
I bet.
And then the series as it goes, we have like... a black gangbang, a black guy gangbang that he's like wanking off to, and more and more and more. And in the end, I won't give it away.
Don't give away the spoiler, Sophie.
I tell you what.
Don't ruin it. Make them go watch it. That's what you want to do.
That is it, babe. And I am so excited for this. I am shooting this tomorrow, this most exciting, amazing scene. I'm so excited. And Angel actually sent me a text going, I am so excited. I was like, babe, so am I. Aaron's excited. We got another guy. I'm like,
Sophie, it sounds amazing. But we're right with the show is about to end.
Oh my God,
so
babes.
I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank
you've been incredible. Everyone should go check out your work.
Oh,
I adore you. The gays love you. And yeah, you've been an amazing guest.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna play you out with a little bit of Bad Ones. See you later.
Leaving souvenirs, freaking out in paradise.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.